Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Yes, Mr. Leonard, I'm with the U.S. Census Bureau.
If you still haven't gotten around to mailing back your 2010 U.S. Census questionnaire, don't be surprised if you get a knock like that on your door in coming days.
We sent you a census form, but you failed to return it to us. I just need to fill out this census form with you.
Great.
Okay. How many people live in this residence?
Oh, boy. That's a good question. I'm bad with numbers. Maybe 80.
80 people live in this apartment?
Seems high, doesn't it? Not 80. How about 4?
Okay. So maybe it won't go quite the way it did in that sketch from Saturday Night Live, but it is no easy task to get a complete and accurate count of the nation's population, especially in a big city. Starting this past weekend, 15,000 census takers are fanning out across Greater Boston, going door to door, to collect information from households that haven't sent back their forms. In Boston, 39% haven't returned them, but in some neighborhoods, such as Dorchester and Roxbury, 50% of households haven't filled them out. To get a sense of the work going on in hard-to-count areas, we spoke with Tyrone Elkhorn, field operations supervisor in the Grove Hall section of Roxbury, and asked him what kind of response his team members typically get when they show up at someone's door.
It all depends on who's opening that door and what the situation is behind that door. Right now, my people haven't really run into any reluctancy. They've run into more not being home. We do run into vacancies, and we run into other kinds of issues as well, but we're overcoming them.
So you're finding people want to be counted?
I do.
Why do you think people didn't return their census forms to begin with if they want to be counted now?
In the neighborhoods in which we're counting, some people don't understand that to be counted, we're not going to release that information to the authorities or to the immigrations and things of that nature. And I don't think they understand that, so they're protecting themselves. So they think, because in the economy and the way it is at this time, some people have jobs, some people don't, and families have to double and triple up in cases. And they may be afraid to release their information.
So they want the assurance that they're getting from you, the human entity who wants their information, as opposed to having to trust a piece of paper saying, you know, what you tell us is private.
This is correct.
The Census Bureau tries to hire people who live in particular neighborhoods to count their neighbors in those neighborhoods to sort of alleviate the concern that the person coming to the door doesn't know the neighborhood. But does it present a particular challenge in that you're collecting private information from your neighbors?
It does. And there are useful tools which we use to kind of take that pressure off. If you live in a particular neighborhood on a particular street and you know your particular neighbors and they don't mind divulging their private information to you, then certainly we want you to go and enumerate that street. If it's the other way where you know that your neighbors are not particularly welcoming you in, then, you know, maybe we'll move you to the next street or next two streets over where you don't know as many people and they may be more willing to allow you to enumerate them and put someone else that they don't know in that area.
You live in Grove Hall.
I do.
Is Grove Hall tough to count?
They say it is. And I understand why they say it is. But I have given my crew leaders the charge that there is no excuse for not doing the job. I want them to do the job. And pretty much I think I've given them every tool, or I've tried to give them every tool that I can to help them on how to approach people. Let them know that, you know, the census is here to help you help your community. You know, they talk about there's not enough funding for schools or roads or other things in the neighborhood. This is a way to get that done.
Here's a question I've wondered. How many knocks on a door just don't go answered? If I'm assigned to go to 10 houses in the next hour, how many doors are going to get opened?
From what I've been told from my crew leaders over this weekend, if you're knocking on 10, we're getting 3 opened, which is good. It's a good start. It's definitely not the finish. We need them to open more doors, that's for sure.
Tyrone, good to meet you, and thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Tyrone Elkhorn is a field operations supervisor working in Roxbury for the U.S. Census Bureau.